Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
People, I lost count. I freaking lost count. Maybe it was 1,000. Maybe it's a few more, or maybe a few less. People coming up to the Fisherman Magazine booth at the MTA Boat Sailing Expo last weekend at the Raritan Expo Center up there. But I'll tell you, that was a pretty damn good show. The Fisherman Magazine, of course, lays it all out on their website. Jim Hutchinson Jr. doing an excellent job on that. It goes with the status quo and the 6 options or so being considered. It looks like we're stuck with the 3-factor. And that's all I can say. The 3-factor and the 17-18 inch figure. It's all on the website. Don't forget the meeting, Marine Fisheries Council. I believe it's March 7th. It's a Thursday. It's going to be at 5:00 there at the Stafford Municipal Building up there in Manahawkin, East Bay Avenue. Figure getting there by 4:00 if you want to see, because this might be, as usual with the fluke, it gets not contentious, but it gets verbose. People, I love it. They get up. Shout out to Captain Dave, the Rave Show. He's always there. Gets up and gets to the podium and lays out their opinion on why, what option, and why. It's a mind bender to get up to that. Hey, listen, we have a really jam show coming up. Is Regional Bass Tournament Pro Lane L. He's also the past president of the South Jersey Kayak Bass Fishing Club, and he's the current vice president of South Jersey Bass Club Association. He discusses the ins and outs, the rage going on in this new forward-facing sonar. As it pertains to tournament bass fishing, man, that's getting a lot of asses in the air. I'll tell you, it can be a game changer. Hey, just like the spot lock and these big new electric motors going on the boats, affecting fluke and sea bassing. Lane will lay it out in his opinion. Also, he's going to talk about next Saturday, March 2nd. Yeah, next Saturday's South Jersey Bass Club Association 29th Annual Fishing Flea Market. A great event out there at the Millville Elks Lodge. Go to sjbca.org and get that going. Boat show season continues, and one of my faves starts next Wednesday and runs through Sunday. The Atlantic City Boat Show, a.k.a. the Discover Boating Atlantic City Boat Show with Progressive Insurance. Spokesperson, my fave, Carrie Warble, will be on Rack and Fin. Talk about the events. It's great to 88 brands. Whoa, 88 boat brands covering from, I guess, kayaks on up to sport fishing yachts. And it's all about that. And we'll wrap it up with boating insurance, the ins and outs with Erin Feeney. She is a marine industry insurance broker. Think about the insurance, your financing, the ins and outs. Anyway, we are really jam show. Coming up, Lane L, grab that cup, grab that rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio, one day closer to springtime. Striper season opens March 1st. Ooh, that's coming up. Todd wraps it up this coming Wednesday. That's what it is. And already the trout stocking numbers are being talked about. I'm going to mention it later. Pond or Lodge Pond, big rainbows. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's Talk Station. This is South Jersey's Talk Station. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
That was about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And a lot of fishing wire grabbed my attention. BASS, as in Bass Anglers Sportsman Society, to review the use of forward scan live sonar in tournaments. Yeah, man, technology never goes backwards. We know that, okay? And how spot lock and the big electric motors right down, run, whatever, and the motor guides will always have changed fluking and really tog fishing, sea bass, or red fishing forever. So has this live forward sonar. Stuff is phenomenal. I had a chance to look at a unit and said, Mary, Mother of God. You can see your targets. Now, this is getting so effective and so popular, although the prices are, I consider a second or third mortgage, that Pure Fishing, a.k.a. Berkeley, come out with a hard bait. They have a series of baits coming out. But one is the Kredge, which is a jerkbait backwards. And this, it's spawning an entire, I'm sure there's going to be rods and reels designed specifically for us. Here to talk about the cons of it is great Rack and Fin Radio guest, as always, Lane L., past president, 13 years, and he still has hair, of the South Jersey Kayak Bass Fishing Club, and he is the current vice president, newly appointed vice president, South Jersey Bass Club Association. Lane's a professional bass angler, regional, national level. He does the kayak thing. He does the bass boat thing. I don't think he likes the sonar. Forward, live sonar, whatever you want to call it. I still say, you lead a horse to water, can't make a drink. You can see these fish. You can't make them bite. You have to get them to bite. So, pros, cons. Let's hear some of the cons. Lane L, great guest, as always. Before we get going, how's the lovely Michelle Olive and Cool Dog Ladybug?
Michelle Olive is awesome, and Ladybug is turned 15 this week, and she's still doing really good. So
that dog,
always great to have her on the back of my boat.
That boxer is timeless. Is she sure she's not bionic or robotic or something?
I know. She's doing good. Knock on wood.
Okay.
Keep her around a few more years.
I'll tell you, man. You talk about a talisman. You should have her on your boat in a tournament. Like, she is something else. But let's talk the forward facing sonar battle. You know, it's heating up. We know that. Pros, cons. Like I mentioned, explain what you feel are not an unfair advantage, but which is, I just hate that term. I remember that from the Fenwick days. Unfair advantage. But how do you see this negatively affecting the bass fishing scene and all, you know, walleyes, crappies of the whole nine yards?
Yeah. Well, let me get into what it is first. Garmin LiveScope and Lowrance Active Target are two companies that make a forward-facing sonar in real time, which means you can now see in front of your boat in real time what is happening. So what this is doing to tournament fishing is guys are no longer beating the bank and hoping and casting at structure and at targets, hoping that there's going to be a bass there relating to those targets. They are now going out in open water. They are trolling around for up to an hour, 2 hours until they find a school of fish that they can see in the front of their boat. And then they start casting to these fish. So no longer is the tournament angler casting to targets. They're actually casting to fish on every cast, which is a huge advantage. That is the way this technology has advanced, is that you can actually see the fish now and cast to them. So the disadvantage and advantages are, if you have it, it's great. It's akin to video game fishing. You're constantly looking down at your screens, and you're not looking around anymore. You're looking at your screens and just following the fish on with your trolling motor, and you're casting constantly right at fish.
But you still have to make them bite, get them to bite, correct?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, fish are very finicky, and I look at it as it's almost like bed fishing year round. You can now see the fish.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you put it that way, Lane. That's a bellwether right there, man.
Yeah, so you can see the fish. You know, sometimes, you know, we've all bed fished, or most tournament anglers at some point have bed fished, and you can see that fish sitting there on that bed, and you can throw to it for an hour, and sometimes that fish is just not going to bite. And the same way with a school of fish. Some schools are active. Mm-hmm. They're feeding and other schools are just out there relaxed and they're not doing anything, and it's going to be hard to get them to bite. So, like, there is still an immense amount of skill to live scope fishing, but it is a different way of fishing than we have been fishing for the last 50, 60 years.
Right.
It's a whole new concept of tournament fishing.
Well, Lane, you are a tournament angler, consistent tournament angler. How are you seeing this playing out on the local and regional tournaments? Are they saying, no, you can't use it? Or those that have it, that can afford it? Are there point differentials? What's the dealio?
You know, the way I see this shaking out at some point, it's going to have to shake out this way, is you're going to see tournament trails that allow it and tournament trails that don't allow it, depending on where you want your tournament trail to be. Our club, the South Jersey Kayak Bass Fishing Club, just recently outlawed it. We are not going to allow live scope in our kayak tournaments. And the reason for that is we consider ourselves a grassroots kind of club. We right. want the beginner angler, the intermediate angler, and the advanced anglers to all have the same level playing field when they compete in our club. Listen, you're on a pro tournament and you're fishing for $100,000, $300,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these guys can all afford to put $10,000 worth of electronics on their boats to go for that kind of money. And it's a level playing field at that level.
Right. Okay. Fair enough.
But at the local level, you know, guys, if you allow this technology in local clubs, you're going to at some point either lose membership that can't afford to be into this technology, or you're going to lose you're not going to get the new guy coming into the sport because they're just going to feel like, I'm not spending $3,000 in electronics just to win $100 at a local derby.
Point well taken. We're speaking with Lane Ell. He is past president of South Jersey Kayak Bass Fishing Club and newly appointed vice president of South Jersey Bass Club Anglers Association. We're talking this front forward sonar, man. I saw it at work. It is pretty intriguing, man. You know me, I'm no technology guy by any stretch of the imagination. That's pretty damn impressive, bro.
Oh, yeah. It is amazing technology. I mean,
one thing, you know, Lane, I want to touch.
To be able to,
yeah. Oh, yeah, we're going to touch on too. Go ahead. Go. I'm sorry. I'm
too excited.
No, I'm too fired up. Go.
To be able to see the fish in front of your boat in live time, I mean, it's something that I never thought I'd see in my lifetime, but here it is. And, you know, this technology is going to keep evolving. But there should be limits on it, in my opinion, as far as tournament fishing goes. Every other sport has limits on their equipment that they can use. And I think fishing should be no different. You know, mm-hmm. that at some point you have to level the playing field so all competitors are competing on a level plane.
Well, Lane, let me to play devil's advocate here one more time. What if, not devil's advocate, but it's something you had mentioned a couple of weeks ago, and we're starting to jam about this. What about, you get efficient with it again. You get these new Berkeley lures. I'm sure there's going to be by the time this airs, they're going to be even more already on the dealer pegboards. Catch and release mortality, especially in their hot weather conditions, something to be concerned about with the ability of this thing to really put the fishermen in a distinct advantage.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. The more fish you hook, and these anglers now are fishing. They're fishing for fish that have really never been fished before.
Mm-hmm.
So these fish that were never bothered are now getting hammered. And there is a catch and release mortality. As good as fishermen are and anglers are these days at catching fish and taking care of them and putting them back together, putting them back in the water alive, there is still a mortality rate that you have to live with. And, mm-hmm. you know, at some point that could affect the habitat in these lakes if this goes unchecked. I know there's some townships and there's some lakes and some states across the country that are looking very hard at this technology to make sure that mm-hmm. it doesn't affect that the population of bass in their lakes or muskies or whatever.
Or
you
know, crap.
I'm thinking are all over it.
Yeah, I'm thinking crappies. I'm thinking wallas. I'm thinking yellow perch. I mean, they're going to have to adjust bag limits maybe, or I don't know. It's, again, I appreciate technology, even though I'm the most unversed person in it, and it fascinates me. And again, like I said, technology never goes backwards. But, Lane, this is a game changer. And now, do you see, before we get to our next episode, we're going to have Lane coming in the next segment, too, about South Jersey Bass Club Association, big flea market coming up, about, Lane, the prices. Competition prices eventually coming down, making it more affordable for average blue collar bass man. What do you think?
You know, I'd never thought I'd see a 65 inch flat screen TV for $400 at Walmart, but there it is.
There you go.
I would assume at some point, sure. You know, the scary part is this technology is going to become outdated, and something bigger and better is going to be following this. So I don't know. I'm sure it will at some point.
I'll be, I would tell my lovely Dee Marie, I want to be dusting the wind, but change that. By the time I was like, it's going to be pretty soon. I'll be composted, people. That's my new thing. I don't want to be in a hole in the ground. I don't want to be in an urn. I want to be composted, put back in the soil. Lane, hang in, people. Grab that cup. Grab that rebel. Be right back with Lane L. Rack and Fin Radio.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's talk station. Bullet points.
I'm Evan Brown. Could another state introduce the so-called constitutional carry law? Louisiana lawmakers are holding a special legislative session themed on addressing rising crime throughout the state, especially like cities such as New Orleans. One of those bills listed for consideration by the Louisiana Senate is a bill to make concealed carry permits unnecessary for Louisiana residents who can already own their firearms legally, which is to say they aren't previously convicted criminals. It wouldn't be the first time the Louisiana legislature tried to pass constitutional carry. Back in 2021, the GOP-led legislature passed a bill with enough votes to override the coming veto by then-Governor John Bel Edwards, a Democrat, but lawmakers ended up switching votes during the overturn attempt. Newly elected Republican Governor Jeff Landry is expected to sign such a measure. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Here we go, look out below, back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Final weekend in February already. Hey, man, what's it, the 28 talk season closes, but that's the right. Striper opens, Back Bay, Tidal River, March 1st. Next week, Captain Dave, the Rave Show will be live in the studio talking about, that'll be our 21st annual opening week Striper Show. We're getting back to Lane L. Lane is the past president, 13 years strong, man. Grew that organization well. South Jersey Kayak Bass Fishing Club. He's the new vice president, South Jersey Bass Club Association. Topping in the previous segment was this forward-facing sonar, man. It is a game changer. And like I said, Lane, maybe 2 years, maybe even before that, it will be possibly within reach of the blue-collar bass guy. But let's get a great event coming up March 2nd. It's the 29 already. Mary, mother of God, they've been around a long time. The 29th annual South Jersey Bass Club Association Flea Market. It's going to be at the Millville Elks Lodge, 1815 East Broad Street in Millville, 08332. Put that in your GPS if you want to find it a lot easier. Lane, you're new vice president there, and you got this big event coming up, man. Let's talk about it. It's always busy. Great food, by the way. You know what Tom P is all about. We know that. But, Lane, it's great deals, new and used tackle, the whole nine yards. What I really like about it, L, is that the youngsters are involved. Lots of kids there, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's an awesome event. You know, like you said, it's Saturday, March 2nd at the Millville Elks Lodge. 8 to 9 a.m. for $5. You can get early admission and, you know, run around the tables and get all the good deals before everybody else gets in there. From 9 to 1.
Yep.
From 9 to 1, it's only a $2 admission per person. Kids under 14 get in for free. So bring your kids. There's going to be lots to do. We have door prizes. There's food. There's raffles. And there's a kids casting area.
Yeah,
so it's going to be a great event. And what a place to find deals on fishing equipment. You know, there's going to be over 45 vendors there, new and used.
How
equipment.
Many? That 45?
Yep. Over 45 right now. Yep.
Well, unless there's, hey, man, you got a week to go, $20 per table, correct, Lane? If you have some tackle you want to move, I see a lot of eyes on it. This is the place, especially if it's bass tackle. But let me double check here. I saw a bunch of saltwater stuff there on occasions I've been there. So it's across the board.
Oh, yes, salt and freshwater. In fact, we have two raffle tackle boxes that you can enter to win. One's a freshwater tackle box, and the other one's a saltwater tackle box. And these tackle boxes are overloaded with tackle and gift certificates and stuff like that. So, you know, make sure you grab a raffle ticket and enter in both of those things, because if you win one, man, you're going to get a whole bunch of tackle. It's going to be like Christmas at your Yeah,
people. I saw one of them once. Man, you needed a block and tackle to get that to the truck.
We loaded up. All the clubs from all the bass clubs from South Jersey all get together and donate stuff to this thing. And some of the clubs really stepped up big this year and donated a lot of tackle.
And Lane, again,
all brand new stuff.
Again, like I said, though, the infusion of the youth in there. Again, South Jersey listeners, it is home to some of the. Maybe I'm being a little dramatic here, Lane, but I feel territorial here. Some of the best bass fishermen in the country and youngsters coming up through the ranks. Well, look, we got Iaconelli, got De Palma, got a couple. I mean, it's just growing and growing and growing. North Jersey has some good ones, don't get me wrong, but South Jersey seems to be, like, for lack of a better term, the spawning bed of future bass pros. What do you think?
Oh, without a doubt, and especially at this event. You see fathers bringing their sons and daughters, and you see grandfathers out there with their grandkids coming to this event. It's just a whole lot of fun. And, yeah, South Jersey, the whole reason the South Jersey Bass Club Association even exists is because we have so many clubs and so many anglers in South Jersey, and our lakes are relatively small. We had to put together an association just to organize all the clubs to make sure that when they're fishing, they're the only club right on that lake on that day.
And then what I really like about South Jersey and North Jersey, bigger waters naturally. Down here we have Union Lake, but in places like Alloway Lake, things like that, you have, listen, besides a smaller and to mid-body size, you have Union Lake, 898 acres, whatever. But Lane, one thing we have down here that's really not available in North Jersey is the tidal water bass fishery. It's thriving, and it is a challenge beyond all get out of, man. You know, Salem Canal, the Delaware River, it's loaded down here. The opportunities are legion, and they really, those bass really test your acumen, man.
Oh, yeah, I love the tidal water fisheries, especially the Maurice River. That's one of my favorites. You got largemouth, smallmouth in there, mixed in with stripers and everything else. So those tidal fisheries are a lot of fun. They're challenging, but they're a lot of fun to fish. And when you get a 6-7 foot tide swing, it really adds a whole nother level to your ability to catch them on there.
Tell you, Lambert, I found some surprising bass fishing over the years. Was that a mullock out there by, was that Sweetwater? I mean, you got some leg-length pickerel up there. You have stripes, and you have some nice largemouths up there.
Ooh, don't be telling my secrets, man.
I know nothing. No, you didn't ignore that. We were just talking about that up there.
The Mullica River up north there by Sweetwater is some really excellent bass fishing, especially if you get in the summertime into those lagoons and fish those docks and things like that. There's some really good bass up in there that nobody really fishes for. That's kind of a hidden gem.
Okay, Jones on the line is Lane L., Vice President, South Jersey Bass Club Association. Hey, it's going to be March 2nd, rain or shine. I can't believe it, L. The 29th Annual Fisherman's Flea Market, Millville Elks Lodge, 1815 East Broad Street in Millville, 08332. Pop that in your GPS. Even I can find it that way. Early admission, 8 to 9, is a $5 donation. Regular, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., $2 donations. Lane says, spring for the extra three beans, man. You'll get first dibs on an amazing array of bass tackle, freshwater tackle, also saltwater tackle in there. Youngsters under 14 are free. Fresh and saltwater items, like I just said, are available. Door prizes. The food is awesome. Meatballs, sandwiches down, baby. And you have a youth cast in your tackle box raffles. Beware of lifting these things up. You may get a hernia. Vendors, you're still room. You have a table. You have some stuff rather you want to move. $20 per table. All proceeds benefit the activities of the South Jersey Bass Club Association. Right now, people want to find out more about the event. Where do they go?
You can go to the SJBCA Facebook page. All the information is on there. Like you said, the proceeds go to our activities, which one of our major activities is we sponsor a scholarship for two students who are looking to get into the outdoors world and go to college for some sort of outdoor
thing.
So, We're promoting the outdoors. We're promoting kids in the outdoors. And you know what? Get them outdoors and off the video games, and life would be a better place.
Lynn, I remember when I was a kid, it was the TVs and it was the computers. Now the video games and the TikTok, whatever, the social media. Lynn, that's a Herculean task, a monumental task to get the kids interested. But I see it once they're interested. These kids, again, open minds. Their mind is a white sheet of paper to draw on. They get into it, man. I'm seeing kids with running around in 60-foot bass boats. Whoa, hey, you know, with $400, yeah, $500 rod and reel outfits. Whoa, hey.
Yeah, you know, fishing is still a great sport that you can get into, you know, relatively cheaply. You can fish on the bank with a with a $30 rod and catch as many fish as a guy in a $75,000 bass boat. So
know your waters, you know, and you will catch the bass. And I'm going to bag you, Lane L, sandbag you down with, as you probably forgot, because I think I made this up just a couple of minutes ago when we were talking, the pre-spawn bass fishing segments on Rack and Fin that we usually do. You up for that in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Now, what's it take? Now, you won't come down to the studio. That's right. Well, I'll tell you.
I'll come down.
Listen, I'm going to get a unit. Going to get a little, you know, we're going to do the interview on the water while we're casting. How's that?
That'd be awesome.
Listen, again, one more time, March 2nd, rain or shine, the 29th Annual South Jersey Bass Club Association Fisherman's Flea Market, Millville Elks Lodge, 1815 East Broad Street in Millville. Early admission, 8 to 9, is $5. Regular 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., $2. Youngsters, under 14, free. It's packed. Go to www.sjbca.org, too, or as Lane said, the Facebook page, and read all about it. It's going to be a super event. Lane, I hope to see you there.
Oh, I'll be there.
When's your next?
When's your
is a fat kid love cake? Come on, man. Hey, listen. Is it when is your next tournament, man?
My tournament season will start on March 30th, actually.
Whereabouts?
We're going to be on the Kayak Club is going to have a preseason open tournament on Kirkwood Lake out there in Lindenwall, right behind the train station.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, man, there's some horses in there, man.
Yeah, it's a very underutilized lake, and we like to get on there. It's a smaller lake. That's why it's a preseason event for us.
There's some Clydesdale largemouths, bro.
Yep.
Okay, Lane, you take care, man. See you soon. Best of Michelle Olive and Ladybug.
Have a lovely Dee Marie. I said hi, and... Tom P., always a pleasure.
Well, I'll tell you, she's already with the turkey calls, Lane. They reverberate all over the house and the property. It's amazing. We'll see you soon, brother.
All right, take care.
A long on that break. Coming up, we're going to be talking the AC Boat Show. That opens next Wednesday. Oh, it's going to be 5 days of Tom P. mayhem. Grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Mark Levin.
The Democrats and their media created this situation, and they need to fix it, but they're not going to. As I've written, as I've talked to you, they put their party and their power before everything else, certainly the country. They believe the only way to win the presidency with this guy is to imprison Trump, further change the voting systems in our states, which their lawyers are doing as I speak, ladies and gentlemen, and step up their lies about all the failed policies with the help of their mass media partners.
Mark Levin on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Just about decision time in South Carolina. I'm Chris DeMeo, Fox News. The 2024 Republican candidates making final pitches to voters, including former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley. She still insists she's staying put.
We don't anoint kings in America. We have elections. And South Carolinians deserve the right to be able to vote, as do the other states.
The primary is on Saturday. Meantime, former President Trump holding a rally Friday in Rock Hill, South Carolina. He accuses Haley of cozying up to Democrats.
Nikki Haley is relying on Democrats and liberals. You know, Democrats are financing her campaign.
A Real Clear Politics poll has the former president with a sizable 25-point lead over Haley in South Carolina. The U.S. and European Union slapping new sanctions on Russia. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio, 95.5, AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Overnight, clearing skies with a low 35. Saturday, a shower in spots in the morning. otherwise breezy with intervals of clouds and sunshine, and a high 45. Clear and cold Saturday night with a low 18, and mostly sunny on Sunday with a high of 44. I'm AccuWeather's Gregory Patrick on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. And the WPG Talk Radio app.
But here we go. It is boat show time again. Big round two coming up. We had the warm-up last week. The MTA show up there at the Raritan Center. It's the Big Mama. The AC Boat Show. Actually, Discover Boating, Atlantic City Boat Show in partnership with Progressive Insurance. Check this out. I was always horrible in math, but I was pretty good at adding, you know, four or five times. 88 boat brands, according to the roster exhibitors, 88 boat brands are going to be represented. Everything from ribs, across the board. There's attractions everywhere. And I think that squirrel character is back. What, the surfing or water scene squirrel Twiggy? She's a hottie, man. As far as squirrels go, she's a hottie, and she is very athletic in that regard. Well, joining us on the line right now, very special guest, good friend of Rack and Fin Radio, is Carrie Warble. She is the spokesperson for Discover Boating at the Atlantic City Boat Show in partnership with Progressive Insurance. A few minutes to tell us about the show. I'm going to wrap it up, people. Seminar list put together by the Fisherman Magazine, second to none. And I hit boat shows up and down the coast. This is a hell of a roster. Sorry, Carrie, I get too excited about it. How you doing, young lady?
I'm great. Good to hear from you, Tom. This is just your favorite time of year, isn't it?
Let me tell you, girl. I have all 350 pounds of me are rocking and rolling. Hey, I'm leaving ruts here in the studio carpet. Gary, exceptional show going on. What's the tenor of the boating industry out there? I mean, you're packed. There's no more room in a convention center to put anything else in there. You covered the bases. And all the attractions, the captain's gala table. Listen, check this out. How cool is this? There's even a cornhole shootout on Friday evening. And they have a lot of stuff for the kids. Build a boat, kids, toy boat, Billy. They have it covered. There's something there for everyone, and they ain't lying. Sorry, Carrie. There we go again. Go into some of the highlights,
right.
Please.
I think you've got your new job, Tom. I think you're the new spokesperson, but you're right. We've got more boats.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sweating all over, baby. This is how good it's going to be. But go ahead. I'm sorry. Go. You're Royster, girl. Let it go.
No, you're fine. You've just covered it all. We've got more boats, more brands, boats for every budget and lifestyle. You're going to find some of the best deals of the year if you're shopping for a boat. So you're well positioned to score a deal right there on the show floor. You know, your listeners know, but I think some people still, there's a misconception that this is just a show. It's also a sale. You can shop every single boat on the show floor, take home a floor model, or order things, you know, with all of the specs that you want. So it's a really great selection. As you said, 88 brands represented at the show, you know, pontoon boats, wake sports boats, center consoles, yachts, personal watercraft. I mean, anything you need to get down the water, you're going to find it there at the show.
Well, Carrie, last year it was cool to see. I was at both the fishermen boats. I was there 2 or 3 days, again, in between running around like a madman. I saw people returning, and I'm sure I missed them. I saw from the previous couple of years, we know Warble, we're talking about with COVID a whole bit, no, nothing going on, boats scarce. I saw a lot of signing on the dotted line. It was really cool to see. So they're moving product. And again, seeing boat show deals where past 3 years, what you see is what you get. And this is the dynamic out there is so palpable. You can feel, I know people that have been talking about this show now for the past month, all fired up.
Yeah, it's exciting. And also, it's just a way to jump into summer, right? I mean, we're ready for it. We're sick of winter. We're ready to get those summer vibes rocking. And that's where some of the fun aspects of the show beyond the boats come in. You know, we have an indoor paddle pool where you can try stand up paddleboarding and kayaking. And we have tons of fun for the kids, the build-a-boat station. Yeah. Plus, they just love to climb aboard and play captain. The fishing seminars that you love, of course, from the fishermen are there. And then Goose Hummock also has this amazing 30-foot-long casting tent where their experts are doing casting demos and explaining, you know, the best gear for you to use, the best techniques for you to use. And they also have a jigging tank, which must be, gosh, that thing has to be 15, 18 feet tall.
Yeah.
It's very cool. And they're just amazing. You know, all of the pros that we have from the fishing side of things, incredible. And obviously, we're on major fishing grounds here, you know, in Atlantic City. And in our, I mean, this is such a fishing show. People love it.
Let me explain. I think I'm going to take the wager this year because I did lose about 3 or 4 pounds at the Paddle Sports Experience. You listening, Billy Wiggins at Fanatics on West Avenue in Ocean City? I'm getting on board one this. They were having wagers that I wouldn't last on air 10 seconds before my fat ass fell in. And I didn't take them up on it because I knew they were right. But now, Warble, I am ready.
Wait, you didn't do it? You have to do it. It's so much fun.
Well, now that I'm down 3 pounds, I can do it without, you know, causing a wake when I fall in.
No, anyone can do it. It's very stable and super fun. And the pros at the paddle pool are also there to help you.
Okay, Carrie, I'm sorry.
I think we're about to talk about the same thing, which is Twiggy the water skiing squirrel.
Yeah, man. she's a hottie. Go. Hey, I have photos of her on her owner's arm walking around the show, man. That squirrel has personality.
That squirrel is amazing, and her owners are just hilarious, too. It's a super fun thing. So Twiggy has her, for anybody who hasn't seen this, we are talking about a big pool with a little water skiing squirrel who wears a life jacket and teaches about water sports safety and does tricks skiing around her pool. Every single day of the boat show, you can catch a few different shows. The schedule's online at acboatshow.com. And she's just the sweetest and coolest little, not cat, but squirrel.
Listen to me. Kids of all ages, and people know what I'm talking about, especially those of us kids over 300 pounds, really enjoy that. Because I'll be, the one time I was at the fisherman booth right across the aisle.
Yeah. Yeah.
And finally, the guy I'm with said, "Hey, man, come on. We got to write some scripture. What are you doing staring at the squirrel?" I said, "Look at that thing go."
It just inspires such a sense of wonder. You're like, what is going on here? I mean, you just keep watching and watching. So it's fun. It's a fun thing for everybody, for sure.
Okay, join us on the Rockfin Line is Carrie Warble. She's a spokesperson, Discover Boating at the Atlantic City Boat Show in partnership with Progressive Insurance. So, Carrie, go into the show hours, please.
Yes, so we are Wednesday through Friday, noon to 8, Saturday 10 to 8, and Sunday 10 to 6, all at the Atlantic City Convention Center.
Now, if you buy your tickets online, Carrie, going to give the website one more time. You're going to save $2. Otherwise, adult admission is $20 on site. Hey, don't forget Super Thursday, $5 after 5 p.m. That's a pretty good dealio.
Yeah, for sure. So, tickets are only $18 when you buy them in advance, and that makes it easier when you get there. You know, you just breeze through the line and show your ticket and head right in, and kids 12 and under get in free.
Yeah, right. So, again, 12 and under free. It's going to be a great time. Carrie, I look forward to seeing you there. Again, the best of luck. This thing is going to be a monster. Listen, there's 88 boat brands, and that's not. And then when you get past the boats, you have aisles and aisles of fishing tackle, marine electronics, accessories, everything and anything. We're in the world of boating, recreational boating, dock and dine type of boating, offshore, everything. Everything is there, all under one roof, the AC Convention Center, One Convention Boulevard in Atlantic City. Warble, I'll be seeing you there.
Can't wait. Thanks so much, Tom.
You'll hear me coming. You'll hear the ground shaking.
We know.
Carrie, one more time with that website, please.
acboatshow.com.
We'll see you there, Carrie.
Thanks, Tom.
Take care.
Bye.
Okay, I want to mention some of the seminars. Tom P., why are you fired up about the seminars? Because if you stop learning something, you may as well just put yourself a hole in the ground. I mean, the seminars are, I'm just packed with information by some of the best of the best and the best. Just a couple of highlights. On Wednesday the 28th at 1 p.m., Fishing for Striped Bass with Jim Hutchinson Jr., managing editor of the Fisherman Magazine, Delaware Bay, New Jersey edition. Now, these are highlights. All the seminars schedule and hosts, guests, whatever, online. On Thursday, February 29th at 4:30 p.m., New Jersey Artificial Reefs with Captain Peter Clark, a frequent guest on Rock and Fin Radio. He is the Artificial Reef Coordinator, Bureau of Marine Fisheries, and I maintain New Jersey, for its size, has the best artificial reef program on the planet. Also, now, Friday, March 1st, South Jersey Backwater Stripers with Captain Mikey Dobley, Mighty Heron Charters. And I'm saying, Mikey, how's it going, man? Hell of a fisherman there at 4:30 p.m. Best buffet in town with the famous Noel Feliciano one-stop bait and tackle down there in Atlantic City. What's that all about? the buffet of sport fishing available in Atlantic City. Whether you're in a boat, you're on the jetty, you're on the bulkhead down there by the marina. It's just a fantastic fishery. And at 6 p.m., Wreck and Bottom Fishing with Captain Adam Nowalski. Saturday, March 2nd, Catching Jumbo Blackfish with Frankie Mihalik and Century Rods. Fishing for Doormat Fluke at 12:30 p.m. with Jenny Ackerman. She's a creative director of Fisherman Magazine. And 3:30 p.m., Tactical Jigging Sea Bass to Tuna with the famous Chris Gatley of Mustad. He used to have a hell of a radio show way back when, I think 2010, 11, 12, somewhere in there, called the Arden Angler. Then he got into the repping business, and boy, he has taken off since then. And Sunday, March 3rd, Trolling Motor Tactics with Captain Brett. He takes him. Taylor, Rackenfin Rio guest, as always, Real Reaction Sport Fishing there out of Weartown. And Jersey Shore Fluke with Captain Scott Newhall, the Fluke Master Meister himself from Time Out Charters. Again, go to the website, AC Boat Show, man. It's going to be packed. Be right back, Rackenfin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Coming up on This Weekend, how a mother in Israel copes each day without word of her son kidnapped by Hamas in October. Hear how she's become the face of hostage advocacy. Also, why hydrogen-powered cars will never pass electric vehicles. Plus, why airlines are placing some dogs on no-fly lists. And more Americans using a milestone like a divorce to throw a party. That and more on This Weekend.
This morning at 6 on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yeah, back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of February 24th and 25th. Second turn of the calendar page is about done. Okay, now again, it's Boat Show Week. Coming up next week, the AC Boat Show is going full tilt. But hey, people, you're tuned in 5 to 6 a.m. on WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM, South Jersey's number one rated talk show station. Also, WPG 1450 a.m. streaming live, WPG1450.com. And from 7 to 8 a.m., you're locked into 50,000 mega far-reaching watts. The Rack and Fin Radio message, 97.3 ESPN FM. Streaming live, 97.3 ESPN.com. Download the WPG Talk Radio app to get to the Rack and Fin Radio podcast. It's also on Spotify, Apple, and all that other good stuff. Again, showtime coming up this week, the AC Boat Show at the AC Convention Center. Going to be a great time. Speaking of boat shows, something that we haven't covered on Rack and Fin Radio in 21 years, probably once or twice. Need a refresher on this, people. You're there. You're all fired up at the boat show. Deal's there. You want to do it. As the saying goes, you want to pull the trigger. Sign on that dotted line. Ever think about what's involved with boating insurance? Add some ligature to this upcoming short interview. Very dynamic presence at the Raritan Boat Show last week. It was at the fisherman booth. This person commanded the aisle walking down. I looked down. I said, whoa, that is either sales, promotions, or both. Young lady named Erin Feeney stopped at the fisherman booth, picked up a copy of the magazine, a complimentary copy, by the way, got to talking, found out she's a marine industry insurance broker. I said, can we talk boating insurance, the ins and outs? Again, at a boat show, people fired up. You're all crazy. You have the downstroke ready. What about the insurance? Joining us online right now for a quick interview is Erin Feeney. How you doing, young lady? Glad to have you on Rack and Fin.
Hey, Tom, thanks so much for having me.
Erin, we discussed it briefly, and you know, some things to the ins and outs, the do's and don'ts of purchasing boating insurance. You're ready to get the boat. What's involved? What do you look for? What do you look out for? Go.
Yeah, so I just wanted to start off with when to start looking for insurance. If you already have a boat, you already have a policy, my rule of thumb is to give your agent at least 2 weeks before your expiration date to start remarketing your vessel, just so they have enough time. It helps to not give them just 24 hours. If you're buying a new vessel, I would say start the same thing, 2 weeks. Give yourself 2 weeks before closing to assure you can secure a reasonable policy for the boat you're buying and how you plan to use it, because every carrier is different. And then going off that, I wanted to talk a little bit about what affects your premium.
Yo, go. Very important. Go, go, go.
Very important. It all matters. I'll list them out. Motor vehicle record. How you drive on the road affects your premium, even though it's on the water. Your loss history, claims you've had in the past, obviously is going to affect your premium. Your age, qualifications such as a captain's license or a safe boater certificate, your vessel location, specifically zip code, recent survey. If your boat's super old, maybe getting a survey might help you save a little if you can prove that it's in good condition. How your boat is kept, if it's afloat, on a trailer, blocks, rack, things like that, where it's kept, marina, private residence. Basically, a carrier doesn't want to hear that your boat is being kept outside a vacant house with no eyes on it. Couple more things, your boating history. It's so worth it to show your carrier the boats you've owned, the boats you've operated, especially if you're buying a new boat and upgrading in size. It's worth digging it out and listing out like a little resume to help yourself. Another two more, navigational limits. It matters. Sometimes they'll give you only back bay navigational limits, but if you're going out into the ocean, you really want to make sure, A, that you have the coverage for that, but B, it might also affect your premium. And then lastly, security measures. There's so many cool security systems now that you can put on your boat. I met really cool guys from Armit Marine at the Raritan Boat Show. Mm-hmm. They're local. They come and install everything themselves, and they have high water alarms, temperature monitors, all kinds of stuff, motion detecting, so you can know if your boat's sinking, if someone's on it, all kinds of stuff like that. So a lot goes into what affects your premium.
Jeez, I'm sweating here, man. It got me breathless here. We're speaking with Erin Feeney. She's an insurance broker with TC Irons Insurance based out of Burlington, but she is a Cape Mayer, and she runs up and down the coast. Erin is pretty impressed now, but again, the zip code, why would that affect pricing?
For instance, LBI is a barrier island. It'll be more expensive to keep your boat on a barrier island as opposed to if you're back inland somewhere and you're in a marina that's more protected. So it's more of an issue down south, I'd say, when it comes to Florida. Florida's a big issue with zip code, but up here it still matters. Just be specific and make sure you're giving the exact location of where your boat's going to be.
Okay, Erin, coverages, waiver depreciation, things like that. What's that all about? How would that affect your premiums?
Yeah, so I'll definitely start with liability coverage. I always go with $1 million. You can get up to $1 million in an issue on the water very quickly. Better safe than sorry. There's personal effects coverage. If you have gear on your boat that you care about, fishing equipment, electronics that you care about, you should really be adding coverage into your personal effects amount. Sometimes it's just zero. Sometimes carriers will automatically give you $1,000 or something, but it's worth looking at if you have gear that you care about. Your hull value, you can do actual cash value or agreed value. I'd suggest agreed value because you know what you're going to get in the event of a total loss. Actual cash value is more of a depreciated replacement cost type of value if you were to lose the boat fully. And then what you mentioned, waiver of depreciation, a lot of policies will depreciate your boat in the event of a loss, but some offer endorsements, they offer waivers, so that you end up with a replacement cost instead of a depreciated value. And I think it's really important to ask your agent about it, because if you're calling to get a quick policy, get it done and show the proof of insurance, there's a good chance that that waiver is not going to be on it. So you want to make sure. If that's something you're concerned about, that's something you talk to your agent with.
Okay, listen, Lauren, what about the wear and tear deal? What's up with that?
Yeah, so last point would just be making sure you check for coverages due to wear and tear, gradual deterioration, lack of maintenance. These are things that are often excluded. And remember, sinking is not a cause of loss. It's a result of loss that is subject to policy exclusion. And these exclusions are often wear and tear and lack of maintenance, latent defect, things like that. So if you talk to your agent, get it straightened out, make sure you're covered for these things so that in the event of a loss, you are not uncovered.
Erin Feeney, let's wrap it up. So go over to High Points now, getting a boat and getting a proper boat insurance. Go.
Bottom line, I'd say take your time, give yourself and your agent time when you're searching for a boat insurance policy, and ask your agent questions specifically about navigational limits, depreciation, wear and tear, and latent defect coverages.
You're speaking with TC Irons Insurance agent Erin Feeney. Erin, people want more information, can they contact you?
Yep, they can give me a call on my cell at 856-873-7093 anytime.
You have an email address?
Yes, I do. It is E and my last name, Feeney at tcirons.com.
Feeney, that's F-E-E-N-E-Y, people. Don't misspell it like Tom P always does. Well, Aaron, thanks for joining us on Rackman. Pleasure meeting you at the Raritan Show. Hope to see you next week at the AC Show. You going to be running around?
Yep, I'll be there Friday.
Man, I'll tell you, do you plug yourself in at night? I never saw someone move a show. You covered a show like a blanket, young lady. That was pretty impressive. Okay, you take care, Aaron. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Tom. Have a good one.
Yeah, boating insurance. That'll do it for this week on Rack and Fin Radio. Again, want to get some rod bending in Ponder Lodge Pond, some big-ass rainbows, and bass and crappies getting active down there as well. Also, check out the white perch and the yellow perch. They are getting horny and hungry. Horny first, after that, then they're hungry. God bless America, God bless the troops, God bless our first responders and law enforcement. See you next week, Rack and Fin Radio at the AC Boat Show. I'll be at the Fisherman Booth. Check it out. Come by and yap. Talk about the fluke options. We like to hear it. See you next week.